I'm your host, Richard Reeves. It is 6 o'clock Central Daylight Savings Time here in Texas. We're on live on the air on Sunday, March 18th. So we'll be taking calls on this program for the next 2 hours from 6 p.m. till 8. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. I'm broadcasting right here out of Round Rock, Texas, which is just a northern suburb of Austin by about 10 or 15 miles. And it's been a really crazy busy week here in Austin. We've had South by Southwest Music Festival going on. There's been tens of thousands of people visiting from not just all over the United States, but from Canada, from all over Europe. I've met several people from Norway this week. Also, lots of people from Scotland, Ireland, all over Europe, New Zealand, Australia. So it's been an amazing week here in Austin. If you ever have a chance to attend the South by Southwest Music Festival, it's a great event, and come on down. Next year, they usually have it every spring break. If you look at the UT calendar for when their spring break occurs, then that's when they slot in South by Southwest here in Austin. And also another big music event to come to is usually in September. It usually occurs during a bye week for the UT Longhorn football team. ACL is a great big event as well that lasts for about a 3 or 4 day weekend. There's usually probably 80 to 90, 100,000 people that attend that every day on that weekend for the big music festival called ACL, Austin City Limits. Okay, back. We're going to get into some news right away. Some of the big news we have that's really pertinent going on is we have a lot of things that are going on at the Capitol. And if you go to CorridorWatch.org, make sure and go to CorridorWatch.org, and right there on the homepage you'll see a link to go to the legislative scorecard. And what we're working on trying to do here in Texas is at least slow down the Trans-Texas Corridor and ultimately stop it. That is our goal, finally, is to stop it and also to keep our roads from being switched over from existing roads into toll roads. So we've been working on that real hard amongst many other issues. But at CorridorWatch.org, you can go to the legislative scorecard, and you can see that we've currently got about 81% of the senators that signed on with this legislation immediately. And the two bills that are pertinent on this are called Senate Bill 1267. That's SB 1267. And in the House, it's House Bill 2772. House Bill 2772. And on the legislative scorecard, which hopefully everybody all around the country can help us a little bit, especially here in Texas, if you're in Dallas, very important, Fort Worth, Tarrant County, Dallas County, Harris County, Houston area, and Bexar County, San Antonio area, and also El Paso and other areas as well. But in those areas, there are still a lot of holdout House of Representatives at the state level. There's still a lot of holdouts in those areas. And hopefully, with some communication from all the folks out there in radio land to let them know the problems with toll roads. Also, if you go to the CorridorWatch.org website, you'll see this list of all these House representatives that we need to get them to come across the line, because right now we stand at there are a total of 150 House representative members here in the state of Texas, and 99 of them have signed on with House Bill 2772, but 51 have not. So we're sitting right at 66.0%, which is just one short of having a two-thirds majority in the House. We've got an 81%, well over two-thirds majority in the Senate, 25 out of 31. Only six have not signed on. And in the House, we have right at 66.0% with 99 members that are signed on in the House and 51 not signed on. So we need one member at least to put us over the two-thirds that it would take to override a gubernatorial veto. And on top of that, the issue will be is if Mike Cruzy can bottle that up in the House Transportation Committee. So now that's another danger and a possibility that could occur, is that Mike Cruzy single-handedly may be able to hold us back. I'm not sure if he can or not. Maybe somebody out there in the audience knows exactly how that all works. But
did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Welcome back to Restoring the Republic. I'm your host, Richard Reeves. Sorry I ran into that break. Had a little trouble with the headphones. Couldn't hear when we went into it. But anyway, it is Sunday, March 18th. We're going to be live on the air for the next couple of hours. The call-in number it will be 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. Don't forget to check out our website at republicbroadcasting.org. You can listen live to all the shows there, and whenever they have the archives going again, you'll be able to listen to the archives through the via the internet and listen to a lot of, be able to review a lot of the great shows that we've had in the past. Okay. One of the things I was talking about right before we went to the break was about corridorwatch.org and how we have an opportunity to overcome a gubernatorial veto on the Senate Bill 1267 and House Bill 2772. If you can get involved in this issue and help give these folks that are not signed on yet, we've got about 51 members in the House of Representatives here in the state of Texas. We've got six senators not signed on, but we do have the 81% that have signed on in the Senate, which are 25 out of the 31, and then 99 signed on in the House, which brings us to about 66.0, roughly, just shy of being the one-third that we need to get to the threshold. Now, there is a possibility, perhaps, that Mike Cruzzi single-handedly, I guess he could bottle this up in his House Transportation Committee on the House side, but my guess is I think he's getting a lot of pressure from members from below and also constituents and also pressure from above. Until we get to the governor's level, which with Rick 39% Perry, he'll most likely try to veto any kind of legislation that thwarts any of these toll road issues or Trans-Texas Corridor issues. We can pretty well count that we're going to have to come in with two-thirds on any kind of legislation to help stop those types of programs. So we've got our work cut out for us. We've got some much better legislation that has been proffered by a number of different representatives and senators. But the question is I think some of those will probably reach the 50% majority thresholds in the Senate and the House. But where we'll have a problem is at the governor's level once again. So our best opportunity is probably going to be one of these two bills, Senate Bill 1267 or House Bill 2772. Okay, and that can be found at corridorwatch.org, so be sure and check that out. And also to keep track of the news that is going on about toll roads in general and Trans-Texas Corridor in general, another great website to make sure and check out is austintollparty.com. That is austintollparty.com. It'd be a good idea to go ahead and sign up to get the email alerts on that, and you can hear what's going on, or you can read what's going on the net every day, because Sal Costello basically posts a new post almost every day talking about these toll road issues. For instance, today he put up a story about the toll transponder overcharging is widespread. Many people are being overcharged by their tolls by mistakes involving their transponders, and the percentage is very low. It's less than about 1% that gets charged or incorrectly charged or billed. But the thing of it is it still amounts to tens of thousands of drivers being overcharged because there are so many transactions. For instance, in Houston, where basically the traffic is so strangled there and the traffic is so bad that, you know, they do get a lot of flow on Beltway 8, but it still didn't solve their problems on I-10 because a lot of people still do avoid Beltway 8. So they do get the traffic there because they have picked some horrendous bottleneck spots to try to solve the traffic with the toll roads, and that virtually guarantees that beyond the toll road that exists now that they probably won't endeavor to solve the traffic any further because it might cut into their revenues. Highway 121 in Dallas is a great example, and there's stories about this Highway 121 on salcostello.blogspot.com, and you can reach that. You can reach Sal Costello's blog through austintollparty.com. If you go to austintollparty.com and on the left, you can mouse over what's, you know, the news button. And when you mouse over that, a little window opens up and you can go to Austin News. And then that'll take you to salcostello.blogspot.com. And he's got several stories about Highway 121 and what's going on up there in North Dallas, just north of Dallas. And basically, that's a huge bottleneck that the toll road entities have found that was just a no-brainer for as far as you could put a toll road there. It'd be great because there are really no really good alternates. The best alternates would be a southern route along 635 in North Dallas, which is already a parking lot for many hours of the day, bumper to bumper. You got 10 lanes of traffic, I think it is, on most parts, 5 lanes each direction, and it stays bumper to bumper through many of the daylight hours. And that runs, it's actually a loop all the way around the city, but the part that's on the northern side just has a tremendous amount of traffic that's on it. And also up north of that, you've got US 380 and US 82 that they can expect more traffic on those roads that are just simply dodging Highway 121. Okay, well, be sure, like I said, to check out corridorwatch.org. And right now I want to go ahead and go to another story. Is a while back, back in January, I'd found a story talking about how that many of the copiers and office equipment have actual chips that can be pinged via satellite to locate where they are. And one of the ways it'd come up is because they used this supposedly in the first Iraq war, is that many of the military facilities in Iraq had these pieces of office equipment, copiers, computers, you name it, even radios. I suppose these chips could be implemented in any kind of electronic device and even unelectronic as well. Anything that you have power provided to, I suppose they could put these chips in them, but they could actually ping them via satellite and ping them and locate them and know where they're located. Well, on another front, now the next step is with the photocopiers, it's the newest ID theft threat with photocopiers. Now, many of these new copiers that you get, or if you go to Kinko's and use a copier there, many of them have hard drives so that when you go and copy, let's say you go and copy your tax form or some important paperwork that maybe has personal data, your social security numbers, address, phone numbers, no telling what other information you might have on there, this hard drive will save that, and it could be potentially retrieved by an ID thief, or, you know, who knows? I mean, it could be any number of nefarious uses for that data. So be careful out there with your photocopiers, and I would suggest that if and when it comes time to get rid of your photocopier, then I would say it'd be kind of basically, I know with my computer what I plan on doing with it. If I ever comes the time that I decide to get rid of it, I'm for sure going to take the sledgehammer to my hard drive, and I guess the copiers will be the same way. As I could just see a used copier being sold out there on the net on eBay or something like that, and no telling what's on that hard drive. There could be a lot of sensitive information there, so be careful with your photocopiers. And that's the latest ID threat, and it's just it says a lot of these copiers that are made in the last 5 years, and I would say probably beyond that, but at least probably in the last 5 years, that a lot of them are embedded with the hard drives to keep a lot of data stored in them. So just be aware of that. I'm pretty sure that the copier I have is involved with the hard drive in it. Okay, and another story that I want to talk about is the things that are being hidden from us that we know are hidden all the time. It's amazing we can learn and find out the things we do, really, because there's so many efforts to hide things. For example, on one of the stories that came out March 13th by the Associated Press, it was on MSNBC.com. The headline was, 1 million pages pulled from U.S. archives. Says more than 1 million pages of historical government documents, a stack taller than the U.S. Capitol, have been removed from public view since the September 2001 terror attacks, according to records obtained by the Associated Press. Some of the papers are more than a century old. In some cases, entire file boxes were removed without significant review because the government's central record-keeping agency, the National Archives and Records Administration, did not have time for a more thorough audit. So there we have it. Since 2001, since 9/11, 1 million pages. It sounds like something Dr. Evil would come up. I want 1 million pages to be disappeared. So it's just amazing. And there was another story that I picked up off of Infowars.com talking about how Rudy Giuliani has taken all his records and personal papers from the time he was mayor of New York City and had them stored away in a big vault there near Manhattan, and nobody can get to him. It's a secured facility, almost like a prison, and it's just amazing that he's sitting here running for president, and yet he's got all this history involving the city of New York when he was mayor, and he's attempting to cover all that up. So I just don't know. Hopefully it'll be kind of like the Howard Dean situation, where that's what unraveled his campaign, was the fact that he tried to seal up all his records during his time as governor, and it just unraveled. He was the governor of Vermont, and it all unraveled because his presidential campaign unraveled in 2004. Well, for one thing, the mainstream controlled press did let out his war whoop that he was doing at the pep rally there, where he's talking about that we're going to go on to Texas and California and Arizona, etc., and woo. And he did that, and the press latched onto that little soundbite and just looped it over and over and over again to try to make him sound like some kind of crazy guy. But another story behind the scenes that was boiling up underneath it all was the fact that he had sealed up all his records during his time as governor of Vermont, and there was a lot of questions being asked about that, and he wasn't going to be able to escape without either opening that up or just stopping the campaign. As a matter of fact, in his book that written by Joe Trippi, The Revolution Will Not Be Televised, which is talking about the power of the internet that we have now, in his book there, he said that that was going to be the undoing of the campaign, is the fact that Howard Dean did not want to release his records. So Rudy Giuliani is going to be facing the same dilemma when it comes up time to really get down serious campaign for the presidential nomination. He does have the edge right now, and I think the only one that can challenge him is Ron Paul. So we know the press is not going to get on board there, but we're going to do what we can with the alternative press. Okay, you're listening to Restoring the Republic. My name is Richard Reeves. We're on republicbroadcasting.org, and we'll be right back after the break.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 3 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
Welcome back to Restoring the Republic. I'm your host, Richard Reeves, and we're here live on the air. Feel free to call in at 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. We are live on the air March 18th, Sunday at 6:23 Texas time. And before we went to that last break, I was talking about Rudy Giuliani and the situation with him hiding all his records as mayor of New York City. And many of those records obviously are subject to Freedom of Information Act actions, people asking and requesting for information about these activities as mayor. But nonetheless, he's commandeered those and taken those and put them away in a vault. So I think that's really going to come back to haunt him during this presidential election. Also, this past week, there was a great caller that called into the Alex Jones Show, and it was by a gentleman named David. I want to thank Janan for helping get this transcript. She got this transcript for me of his call, and basically what he said is that it was David in Northern California called into the Alex Jones Radio Show on Monday, March 12th, during the last part of the second hour. And, quote, he said, this is what he said, "I was a fireman for 30 years before 9/11, and 9/11 was a purposeful murder of 343 of my brothers, and I want justice now. I've got 6 questions for Rudy. Number 1, hey, Rudy, who told you the towers were going to collapse? Number 2, hey, Rudy, why did you send people back into the towers if you knew the towers were going to collapse? Number 3, hey, Rudy, how many of our brothers did you help murder on 9/11, and how many did you murder with the dust? Number 4, hey, Rudy, why do you abandon your bomb shelter in World Trade Center number 7, And number 5, hey, Rudy, why do you destroy the crime scene? Number 6, hey, Rudy, who paid you for 9/11 and how much did you make? And I wished I could say it with the disdain and the passion that that fireman, David, asked those questions with, but it was really amazing to hear him, how really upset he was, and rightfully so, because we do know that World Trade Center 7, there's just no doubt, there can be no possible argument made that that was a pre-planned demolition of that building. And in my personal belief, Trade Centers 1 and 2, absolutely the same thing. And they did order those firemen up in there knowing somebody knew they were coming down, and they still let that happen, not to mention the fact that the regular working people that were there that day to start with. So it's just an amazing event, and that's when I talk to people, and they think they're part of the system, and they think they've got nothing to fear from the tyranny that could be coming from our government. But I tell them, hey, you know, those police and firemen that were up there on 9/11, they thought they were part of the system too. They thought they were part of the system. They thought that they were working and could be not touched in such an event, and especially from an inside type of false flag event. And here they took and paid the ultimate price. So it was a pretty amazing event. All right, one other story. I've got a bunch of stories to cover tonight, actually, but I want to hear from you out there in the audience as well. So feel free to call at 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. If you've got comments about these stories that I'm talking about or any other issues as well. Another big issue that we need to be concerned about is, and many of you probably already heard this, but there is a big die-off of honeybees. And honeybees here domestically and probably worldwide as well, but at least here in the United States, account directly for about one-third of our food here in the United States, and indirectly for about another third of our food, because they pollinate the vegetation that animals eat, such as cattle, etc., that they eat the clover and hay and all these different other types of agriculture that they feed on. Well, the bees are responsible for about a third of our food indirectly via cattle, etc., and another third they're responsible for directly in the pollinization of. So the bees are a very critical part of the ecosystem to the current lives that we live here, at least here in the United States and the world, as a matter of fact. So this is a huge concern. I first heard about the story, it was approximately 2 weeks ago, but the source that I'd kind of heard it from was kind of a questionable source, because some of the information that she'd gotten into in the past, in my view, was kind of a disinfo situation. But in this one, I took a little time to check it out and investigate more on it myself. And it does appear to be a legitimate concern nationwide here in the United States, as well as, I think, a couple of countries in Europe. So I guess the other big thing to watch out for, and that I will be watching out for, is this honeybee die-off, which is also called colony collapse. It's probably easier to search it if you get your favorite search engine opened up and search under colony collapse. That's probably going to be the easiest way to search it. Through the internet, is type in colony collapse and then maybe talk about honeybee die-off, or just even colony collapse will get you a lot of results where you can read and see what's going on. And if this spreads even further than the United States and those two European countries, then it could be a huge concern, because that right now we do import a lot of food, and obviously this could be devastating to a lot of the agriculture community here in the United States and Texas, which we definitely don't need any more of that. We already know that through Agenda 21 and other similar programs, that the rural way of life and the many of the agricultural mom-and-pop farmers and ranchers, et cetera, are being targeted via Agenda 21 to literally make them to where they cannot make a profit doing the farming and ranching and agriculture business that they've been doing for so many years. So this will be nothing to watch out for. We'll talk about this more when we come back from the break. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. We'll be right back after the break. You're listening to RepublicBroadcasting.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Welcome back to Restoring the Republic. I'm your host, Richard Reeves. It is Sunday, March 18th, 2007. We're on republicbroadcasting.org. And we've got open lines for the next hour and a half. We've got the phone number is 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. Don't have a guest lined up this week, but next week be sure to tune in as we'll have Kevin from Indiana. Kevin from Indiana has been running low power FM there in Valparaiso, Indiana for I'm not sure how many years, but quite a while. And we'll be talking about low power FM with Kevin from Indiana next week. And he'll be telling us what he knows about low-power FM. And for those folks that are interested in duplicating what Kevin is doing up there in Valparaiso, Indiana, which is a very important facet of this info war that we're in, of this information warfare that we have to engage in to get the word out, because we know the mainstream press is controlled. And one of the ways that I like to prove it all the time is by asking folks if they remember Building 7. And that's a good way to assess where they are on this scale of whether or not they're in the box or if they're partially awake or entirely awake, because there are a lot of people, in fact, that can see that 9/11 was some type of an inside job, but they still can't see the whole picture of what we're enveloped with, this whole mass mind control system that touches every aspect of our lives, whether it's through the air, water, food that we eat, the educational system, you name it. It's surrounding us and enveloping us, and it just because somebody's awake about 9/11, that doesn't completely get them on board with the whole picture. So We have to continue doing what we do to wake people up. The good news is, for example, this week I've met quite a few people from all over the world that they know what's up. They know what's going on. I know a lot of times it's easy out there to feel like nobody else really knows what's going on or not enough people know. But I personally believe, and it's been confirmed with other guests I've had on the air, that we are beyond critical mass. Folks, we are beyond critical mass. We just have to keep on pushing, keep on waking people up. Work on waking people up that are involved in the media. Work on waking people up that are doing blogs. For instance, there's a lot of great news now that is occurring on the web on blogs that are completely independent from these mainstream controlled media outlets, that these blogs and other venues, whether they be so-called right-wing or left-wing, are getting a lot of readership, a lot of viewers, and it's a good idea if we could put some internet warfare skills into communicating with these blogs, that maybe they're on target on one issue and they're off target on another. And through the comments, you can get on there and, put some links in your comments to some pertinent websites or a good archive that talks about a certain issue. And that's one way to do it. And that's what we can do through those comments is take issue and don't degrade into the like the CB talk. I remember I drove trucks for many years, and on the CB, there was a certain amount of anonymity on the CB, and so there was a lot of trash talk, and I see that on the net on a lot of comments and forums and boards like that, where it boils down to into just a lot of trash talk. But keep yours above that. Keep out of the trash talk and just be factual and present these other people with facts, and you put that down in the comments, and somebody else will run across, the people that are on board on that blog or website, they'll see it right away. But over time, there's no telling how many times that might be seen. So your efforts there are definitely not wasted. Okay, we've got Richard on line 2 from North Carolina calling in. Hello, Richard. Are you on the air with us?
Yeah, thanks.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Thank you. Appreciate your comments about 911. I've been an activist in that for a couple years. But I did want to mention something about Sybil Edmonds, if I may.
Sure, go ahead.
She's a woman who was a translator for the FBI, and she overheard in the course of those translations many communications between Turkish officials and the AIPAC, and also apparently folks like Wolfowitz and so forth. We were engaged in, and I'm sorry, I'm losing my place here, who were engaged in gun running and dope smuggling and also terrorist activities and also apparently some nuclear issues. And she was gagged by the federal courts from speaking about that, those issues. She's gone to many different government officials about that. But apparently Congressman Waxman tomorrow and so with some assistance from John Conyers, congressman, they're making the decision whether or not to let her go ahead and testify publicly in front of their hearings about these issues. And I wanted to make mention to folks that if they can, they should find out about this and give those congressmen a call to encourage them to go ahead and let her speak openly.
Okay, and so you said one of them was Conyers, and who else?
Waxman.
Waxman, okay.
And I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
It's just very important that she be allowed to speak about these issues because it points to high crime in the FBI and also amongst those various U.S. officials. If I can quote something real quickly regarding Sybil.
Go ahead.
Pardon?
Go ahead.
Quote, one of the battles Sybil is forced to fight, even with many progressives and liberals, is to constantly reestablish her credibility. In some sense, this has been inevitable, given the shocking allegations she has made. In case you haven't been paying attention, Sybil translated wiretaps that reveal Turkish nationals involved in drug running, terror support activities, illegal lobbying, arms trafficking, and corruption of high-level U.S. officials. And yet, as sensational and astounding as her revelations sound, it is hard to deny that Sybil has a lot of corroboration for her story. Even FBI officials have had to admit privately to Congress and the Inspector General that her claims are backed up by other documents and witnesses. So she's been prevented from being able to speak about this for the last 4 years or so, or 3 years. And it's time that that information came out and revealed those aspects of corruption in our government, which are very significant. And all this doesn't speak directly to the 911 issue. It does peripherally speak to it.
Right. There's so many facets of it, that, you know, involving illegal immigration and so-called legal immigration, where they helped some of these supposed hijackers in the country and trained them, et cetera. So I know that there's just so many facets of this. To make that event happen, they absolutely had to have so many different things. And so they were juggling so many different balls in the air that they're really in danger. And I think if we keep on pushing, that I think we're getting close to perhaps getting some, hopefully, maybe some kind of justice here, maybe.
Maybe so. And one other quick comment about, I keep wanting to call her Rosie O'Donnell. Rosie from, you know, the television personality.
Sir, yes, sir.
She has come out recently on her blog acknowledging that she now believes that 911 was a false flag.
Well, see, there you go. Next thing we know, she'll be buying a gun, and she'll be going out with Tom Selleck doing target practice. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
You just never know. We can always hope.
Anyway, I'm sorry.
We could always hope that that could happen.
Oh, yeah. But thanks for letting me call in.
Well, thank you very much for calling, Richard. I appreciate that.
Have a good night.
You too. Okay. One of the things that I didn't get to wrap up completely on before we went to the bottom of the hour break was about these honeybees and the situation involving them. If this honeybee die-off spreads to be more than just here in the United States and the two European countries that it's reported in right now, then that could be a very serious problem with our food production. Obviously, if a third of it here in the United States, if a third of our food is responsible due to the pollinators, the honeybees, et cetera, then, and then another third indirectly, then that could really put us in a bad situation, which it's going that direction anyway with UN Agenda 21 making the farmers and putting farmers here in the United States out of business and handing it almost all over to Big Agra, which is all GMO, et cetera, and food that's evidently obviously not good for us to start with. But then we could ultimately be even more dependent on imported food, which in many other countries that don't have, I mean, here we are subject to being fed poor food that's grown here domestically because of the GMO, the genetically modified organisms, and also some of the pesticides that may be used, and the different things going on in the environment, like the chemtrails and who knows what else. Also, the fluoride that they put in the water to water all the agriculture with. And then in other countries, it could be even worse, where there are no rules and regulations as to how food might be grown in many other countries, where they may just use any type of chemicals. For example, with DDT, it's a proven endocrine disruptor. And if you ever have a chance, you might open up your favorite search engine and check out endocrine disruptors and all the problems associated with endocrine disruptors. It's just amazing that really it's amazing we're alive in a lot of ways because, it's, as one friend of mine told me, this lady that is down in South Austin that I meet occasionally, her name is Audrey, and she said it's just lucky that we're a pretty hardy critter, that we're a hardy species, that we're enduring some of these insults and assaults to our bodies and to our physicalities, and not only that, but our psychological and mental faculties as well. So we're being attacked every way almost by a variety of means and sources, and food is not the least of them. So this situation with the honeybees, I think we all need to keep an eye on, and especially if this die-off starts going into many other countries, then it's definitely a situation where in the past I know that I've always needed to do this and get out and buy some storable food for emergency situations, and it's something I've never done, but it's something I'm absolutely looking at doing now, because this could be the beginning of something really problematic when it comes to being able to have food on the table for your family and yourself and your friends. So I will be advising those close to me that they need to make purchases as well. And I would say that you might want to make some too, because who knows? I mean, we might be able to restore this republic and have a better country and get out of the mess that we're in. But on the other hand, everything could just go down the tubes. And, you know, we're pretty close to that stage as well. So I suggest being like a Boy Scout and be prepared. Be prepared for either circumstance. And in the meantime, we'll fight like heck to wake people up and make a difference, which is what we're doing, which is one of the things that I originally started the show, and I have talked about it in the past, but I probably need to review it every now and then, is that since we are past critical mass, as we do have the opportunity to work through and via the ballot box. Our founding fathers, as many of y'all know, gave us the three boxes, the ballot box, the jury box, and the ammo box. And I think there's a fourth one that could be added, and that's the one that we've got going on right now, is the soapbox. And the best way to try to solve some of these situations that we're in my view, is through the ballot box. But before even the use of the ballot box, you can also use political pressure and actually, as just a regular citizen, be lobbying, like that caller just talked about a little while ago, about contacting Waxman and Conyers about the Sybil Edmonds case. We need to be contacting these House of Representatives members at the state level and the federal level. Same thing with the Senate at the state level, federal level. Many of these folks, they don't necessarily know all of what's going on, because so many people just don't have the hours in the day to do the research necessary to really get on top of all the issues. And it does take time and effort. And, you know, if you've got a job and you got the two cars and you got a wife and two or three kids going on, and you got softball practice, soccer practice, you got all these different things going on, ballet, tap dance, you name it. There are not many hours in the day. There are just not many hours in the day for many people to learn about everything that's going on. Most people, they'll see one little piece of it, one little corner of the New World Order, but they won't be able to see the whole thing. But anyway, since we are past critical mass, one of the potential solutions we have is by getting involved at the political levels, waking up some of these political leaders that we can, and many of them can be woken up on at least individual issues. As for instance, here in Texas, we're having quite a bit of good luck with waking up these House of Representatives and Senators about the Trans-Texas Corridor and the issues behind that and the boondoggle that is. And also we're having luck on the side of the where they're trying to usurp many existing roads and convert to toll roads. And that's just one example. I know that Vote Rescue's out there working. It's a good organization to check out, voterescue.org, voterescue.org. And they're out there working actively to stop the electronic vote fraud that's going on by bringing back the simplest means and the most difficult way to vote to cheat with. It's the cheating that goes on with hand-counted paper ballots is done at the retail level, but it's very difficult to do at the wholesale level. So let's keep the cheating down to at least the retail level, where they have to work hard and it's difficult to cheat on these elections. And VoteRescue.org basically has the template set up to where you can, in your community, wherever you're located, you can get some help on setting up similar things that they've got going on to try to keep the vote scam from occurring and to have a legitimate vote. And folks, there's a lot of people that care about this, and so it's easy to get people interested about it. I mean, every election cycle you do have candidates that come up that want to compete for these offices, and maybe they're running against an incumbent. Well, those candidates that are looking at running against incumbents, they're going to want to hear about this potential for electronic black box vote fraud. So there's you a potential ally. Every time there are these big election cycles, and even in the Republican and Democrat parties, if you go and do some of those events and functions in your community, talk to them about these issues about the electronic vote fraud, because they've got to be interested. Let's say if you go to the Republican Party and maybe they're out of favor in your community and maybe the Democrats always win, well, the Republicans are going to care about that issue. And vice versa, if maybe the Republicans control your town and your county, well, the Democrats are going to be interested in learning about black box voting. So there are a lot of people that are interested in that, and there's always, like I say, candidates that are interested in running for office. And then on top of that, they've got volunteers that are out there working hard, going door to door or donating money, or they're doing fundraisers. They could be doing any number of things working for a candidate, and you're darn right that they're going to care that black box voting is not an issue in their race. So I really think that that's the way, one of the ways, I think there's a lot of ways to do it, but I think that's definitely one of the ways to get the bipartisan support that we ultimately need to defeat the black box voting issues. So with that being said, that's where it opens up the door for patriots, Christians, truth seekers, et cetera, to start winning at these political races, as we have started winning here in Texas. It's an uphill battle, but as time goes by, more and more people are awake. As I stated many times, if you look at the governor's race here in Texas, we had only 69% vote Republican Democrat in the governor's race. That meant a 31% minority abandoned the Democrat and Republican parties. The 31% minority left those parties and voted independent in one way, shape, form, or another. So that's where we have a lot of power. We're not locksteppers yet at 31%. It's like herding cats. But nonetheless, that 31% is out there. Okay, we're going to break. You're listening to Restoring the Republic. I'm your host, Richard Reeves, and we're on republicbroadcasting.org. We'll be right back after this break.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
Welcome back to Restoring the Republic. I'm your host, Richard Reeves, and the call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. And going back to what we were talking about right before the break, and that was talking about the fact that we're beyond critical mass, and that we do have a window of opportunity to take and restore our republic via the ballot box And that is my personal belief, and I've had a lot of people echo that to me when I talk to them. For instance, I had Kevin from Connecticut recently. Kevin is a cable access TV producer and host up in Connecticut, and I was asking him, we were on the air talking about his cable access TV show, and he was talking about how he goes to just out in public, and many people recognize him and talk to him and tell him hello, and they agree with what his views are and what he's talking about with the New World Order, the globalist agenda, 9-1-1, and all these different things going on. So, and then here in Austin, this is the hotbed of the freedom movement, in my opinion. I don't know if there's any other place that's got quite as much going on, which hopefully there will be. If you're in a capital of any state here in the U.S., then you should definitely be working to wake people up, especially at the Capitol, because here we are in Austin, Texas, which is a metropolitan area. The city itself has probably about 700,000 people in the city limits of Austin, but the total metropolitan area is probably about 1.2 million people. And I was looking at some facts and figures about different states, and 1.2 million people is about what the state of New Hampshire has for the entire state. So I know that the number of people here in Austin that are active at the political level and at many other levels have had a profound effect here locally and in Central Texas. So if we have a similar cadre of folks up in these smaller states like New Hampshire, Iowa, many other less populated states, then, you know, with a small group of a couple hundred activists or 300 activists, then those states could be completely turned around. All the state House members, a lot of those could be woken up or replaced. Same thing with Senate members at the state level and also at the federal levels. I fully expect to see in 2008 that we'll see a lot more constitutionalist candidates be running for office in every office imaginable, from dog catcher up to city council member, up to the mayor's races, county commissioners, county judges, and state reps, state senators, you name it. I think that we're going to see a lot more constitutionally minded people. And on top of that, a lot of these folks that are in these offices did get in for the right reasons, and they're there for the right reasons. They're just compartmentalized, and they don't know all of what they're a part of. So we can work on it from both sides. We work at replacing the ones that will not wake up or cannot wake up or just plain flat think they want to go along to get along. And the other thing we can do is, if we can't replace them, if we can't wake them up, then we do replace them. So we can definitely work at it from both sides. Okay, we've got a caller, Gene from Georgia, online too. Hello, Gene, how are you?
Yes, sir, how you doing today?
Doing great.
One idea that I think that we need to start getting into is something that we might call a lawful sheriff's association. I guess many people have heard of Sheriff Mattis. He's no longer a sheriff now, but he was a sheriff for about two or three terms in Bighorn County. I think it was Wyoming. And he won a case. Well, actually, it was an illegal raid by the INS. And I hear the music.
So okay, Gene, hold on, and we'll come back to you right after this break. I'm sorry we ran into that break so quickly, but I want to hear the rest of this report about Sheriff's Association and lawful sheriffs. I think, as many of y'all know out there, that's the highest law enforcement officer in your county. So we'll come back with Gene right after this break. You're listening to RepublicBroadcasting.org.